USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting President Trump to deliver next year's State of the Union address. In a letter to the president, the California Democrat invited the president to speak to both bodies of Congress on February 4th of 2020. President Trump is expected to sign two bills funding the government through fiscal 2020. In these bills, money is allocated to President Trump's border wall. Now, as things continue to improve along our southern border, Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says,
stop listening to the cartels. Stop listening to the human smuggling organizations. They're lying to you. They're exploiting you. They're getting rich off of your backs by exploiting these vulnerable migrants. And now, because of where we're at, because of the initiatives and the tools we have, no longer is a child your immediate passport into the interior of the United States. We have all but shut that down.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's official. The holiday travel season is beginning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
And AAA expects a record number of people to travel during the holiday period, which will run through New Year's Day. It says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling, some by air, but most by motor vehicle. And Robert Sinclair, the AAA spokesman, says a lot of those drivers will likely be dealing with headaches over the holiday.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
And he says drivers anywhere in the nation will find the worst time to be traveling is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saturday is the winter solstice, the day when the northern hemisphere is tilted the farthest from the sun, and it's also the first day of winter. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
During Thursday night's presidential debate in Los Angeles, Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang has a message for everyone regarding impeachment and President Trump.
If you turn on cable network news today, you would think he's our president because of some combination of Russia, racism, Facebook, Hillary Clinton, and emails all mixed together. But Americans around the country know different. We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri. What we have to do is we have to stop being obsessed over impeachment and start actually digging in and solving the problems that got Donald Trump elected in the first place.
No sexual misconduct charges are being filed against members of the University of Minnesota wrestling team. Speaking with reporters, the county district attorney, Michael Freeman, says evidence played a large role in the decision.
There are often conflicting versions of what happened, and this case is no exception. In the interest of justice, and simply, there is inadequate evidence to fairly charge and prosecute this case.
Two members of the wrestling team were arrested back in June of this year on probable cause for criminal sexual misconduct. Freeman urged the Minnesota State Legislature to make changes to the sexual assault laws in the new year. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.